Hello and welcome to Global Talk. This is Mark.
And this is Janice.
Today we're taking a look at A Taste of the Future. We're talking about a machine that will allow the user to taste any food item that they want without actually eating it. This device is a small tube that uses a special area on one end of it that you touch to your tongue, and it can help you to experience or to taste whichever flavor has been programmed into it. So the idea is that if you wanted to try to eat a pizza, the person who is controlling the machine can actually make the flavors of pizza show up on the outside of this little tube. And so when you touch it to your tongue has the same feeling from the tube as it actually gets when you put pizza inside of your mouth. So that way you don't eat anything. You just touch this to your tongue. But you get to taste the food, like pizza, that you are looking to enjoy. So this device is still being tried out in research labs. They're actually still developing this in a university in Japan. But social media immediately went crazy over the news. They took this news of the machine viral as people talked about ways that they could actually use this tasting machine to change home entertainment. For example, cooking shows, like with Gordon Ramsay, or cooking competition shows, you could actually sit down at home and you could taste the food that you're seeing on your television, so that instead of just hearing people talk about how delicious the food that they're cooking is, you could actually understand exactly what the person on the television is talking about. You could taste the same thing that they're tasting when they put it in their mouth. There also were a bunch of other ideas that began being spread around. For example, you could imagine yourself traveling overseas from inside of your own house. You could wear a headset that makes it look like you're somewhere else, maybe the top of the Eiffel Tower, and you could get a view of this foreign place. And then, because there's a restaurant on the Eiffel Tower, you could actually use this machine to taste food that is local to the area. So you could stay right here in Taiwan, get a view of Paris, France, and you could taste what French food is really like. Now, with advances in modern technology, it's actually going to be possible in the not-so-distant future to have a completely man-made experience of being overseas right from your very own home. And so if you continue to add technology to this, where your eyes have something, your ears have something, even your skin might have something that makes it feel like you're somewhere else, and then now we can taste things like we're somewhere else, it'll actually be very easy to sort of imagine that we're somewhere other than we really are. And so, in today's article, Mark and Lisa will talk about the lead-up to the invention of this device, as well as what it might mean for us in the future of a man-made reality.
今天我们讨论的文章是有关一项未来新科技，叫做虚拟美味棒。那虚拟美味棒呢，它是有一个装置，它可以诱骗大脑的味觉感受器的凝胶所组成的。那你就可以设定程式来复制食物，像是披萨的味道，然后你就可以不用真的吃它，但是你可以放，就是你可以尝到它披萨的味道。 那呢，这一项科技它现在仍处在一个早期的阶段，但是呢，因为结合了像是虚拟科技，或者是结合像是听觉、视觉，或者是触觉的等一些虚拟科技，其实它就是希望不久后呢，人们就是可以不用出门，或者是不用出国旅行，就可以品尝到就是新的食物，或者是各国美食。